Track 3.16.
Some journalists report on politics, some report from football grounds, some journalists report from the law courts, others report on wars from the other side of the world. Warren Fadley is a journalist with a difference. He's an extreme weather journalist. Don't confuse him with a weatherman who studies the weather and predicts what's going to happen tomorrow. Warren is a weather journalist. He's there when the weather is the news. For more than 25 years, he's been following and filming tornadoes and blizzards, giant hailstorms and floods. Wherever there is bad weather, Warren Fadley is never far behind. An extreme weather journalist is always close to danger. Of course, Warren always tries to stay safe. He doesn't look for trouble, but trouble always seems to find him. In his career, he's had many last-minute escapes. The closest he ever came to death, however, was when he was a 12-year-old child. He was by the side of a river with a friend watching a flood. Suddenly, the side of the river collapsed and he found himself in the fast-flowing, muddy floodwaters. He thought he was dead, but luckily he managed to grab onto a rock and pull himself out of the water. Warren's interest in extreme weather began when he was a small child. In his autobiography, Storm Chaser, he describes several occasions when he came face to face with scary weather conditions. For example, there was one time when he and his father were chased by a huge storm while they were out sailing in a small boat. His father later told him he thought they were going to die. Warren was always interested in photography, and at college he worked as a part-time photojournalist. He reported from many dangerous places and quickly learned how to use a film camera in difficult conditions. His lucky break came when one day he took an amazing photo of lightning striking a gas farm. The photo was published by Life magazine, and suddenly everyone was interested in his work. Warren was now able to follow his dream and become a weather journalist. These days, Warren is often seen on American TV news programs reporting on incidents of extreme weather. He's also become an expert on how to survive in these situations and has written a book called The Ultimate Storm Survival Handbook, based on his experiences. He's also started a charity called the Storm Angel Foundation, which helps educate children about the dangers of extreme weather.